From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Zach Fink reports in New York State of Politics that work in Albany on the new budget has stalled as everyone waits for Governor Kathy Hochul to decide what to do after the state Senate's Judiciary Committee rejected her nominee, Justice Hector LaSalle, to be New York's top judge. Will the governor sue for a full vote in the Senate? Will she nominate someone else? Hochul told reporters on January 24th, and I quote, "You will all know everything you need to know in due process, in due time. But as governor, it is my prerogative to do what is best for the people of the state of New York after thoughtful analysis and consultation. And I assure you that is my guiding star," end quote. The governor has until February 1st to present her budget to the legislature. Blair Horner of New York's Public Interest Research Group said, and I quote, "In Albany, so many important decisions are made by so few people that there is only so much bandwidth the system can handle. And I think that the LaSalle hearings obviously used up bandwidth both with the executive and also in the state Senate," end quote. State Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says she hasn't spoken to the governor since her Judiciary Committee rejected LaSalle. Stewart-Cousins said about the budget, and I quote, "I have not. No. Again, I am waiting for the document. I'm waiting for the conversation to be robust," end quote. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that the first Capital Region cannabis shops may open in a few weeks. At least four regional cannabis dispensaries will open soon in the Capital Region, according to the story. Shoppers in the Hudson Valley may wait longer as a lawsuit is delaying openings there. Only 36 of the possible 175 retail shop licenses have been given out in the first phase of the new cannabis law. The drug was legalized over a year and a half ago in New York, but only very recently has anyone been allowed to buy it from a legal store, and so far only in New York City. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Tyler A. McNeil reports in the Daily Gazette that Republican Elise Stefanik and Democrat Paul Tonko are working together on a local land designation issue. They both want to extend the Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area past Rensselaer County into Washington and Saratoga counties. Tonko represents Saratoga and Stefanik represents Rensselaer and Washington counties. Todd Shimkus, president of Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce, said, and I quote, "I would just say that, oh my God, I've worked with both of them. I get along with both of them. But when you have Paul Tonko and Elise Stefanik on the same page, I think you have an incredible chance of making that happen," end quote. The duo have introduced legislation to extend the Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area in hopes of receiving grants and other economic benefits. Stefanik said, and I quote, "The cultural, environmental, and economic impact that these national heritage areas have on communities in upstate New York cannot be overstated, and I am proud to work to expand this opportunity to all of Washington and Saratoga counties," end quote. Previously, Tonko and Stefanik worked together on efforts to reinforce federal limousine safety standards, on broadband expansion, and on an early version of the CHIPS for America Act. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.